Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
You know, it's amazing that only today we were praying about Kenya, about the situation in Nairobi that has now ended. And today I bring you a word on forgiveness. This is what Jesus says after he has taught us to pray. He's taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. He ends in verse 13 by saying, "And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one." And right after that, Jesus brings some words of wisdom about forgiveness. He says this: "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins." I cannot tell you how important this verse is. This verse, actually, I would say, is life-changing. Life-changing. And let me tell you why. Because I cannot imagine a situation in my life with all the things that I have done wrong in my life, with all the sin I have committed in my life, with all of that wrongdoing, not being forgiven by my Father in heaven. Because if he's not going to forgive me, I am doomed, beloved. I am doomed. And so are we all. We are all doomed. Can you imagine life without the forgiveness of the Father? And often we will say, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me." Dr. Tumor was talking about this on his program yesterday, on the overcoming word and the power in the blood, when he was saying, we're often doing that, "Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me." But what we must do, is plead the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is so, so powerful. But I'm digressing slightly. There's an easier way around this, to know and to have an assurance in our hearts and in our lives that God, our Heavenly Father, is forgiving us, and that is that we must forgive. Listen to me, beloved. It's really, really important that you grab hold of this today. We must forgive. We have no choice. Are you hearing this? We have no choice in forgiving. And that doesn't mean to say, "Oh, okay, then I forgive you. I suppose I've got no choice, I've got to forgive you." We have to forgive because we have to forgive. Jesus is saying, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. He then goes on to say, but if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And today we were praying about that situation in Nairobi. And I know that we have listeners in Nairobi right now. And bless their hearts, they have got a lot to forgive. A massive amount to forgive. We have listeners in Pakistan, and bless their hearts, right at this moment, they have a massive amount to forgive too, because of that disaster, those suicide bombers who went into that church in Pakistan and took the lives of all of those people. I mentioned it at the beginning of the week, where I saw somebody on the news right after this had happened, and he forgave them. Straight away, he forgave them. Because, beloved, that man knew he had no choice. In our lives, we have no choice but to forgive. And so oftentimes people say to me, I can't forgive that person, I just can't forgive them. And you'll also hear other people saying, for what you have done to me, I will never forgive you. That, beloved, is a curse. That's one thing you should never, ever say. Because imagine this, if you say to someone, for what you've done, I will never forgive you. Can you imagine if God Almighty said to me or to you, for what you've done, I will never forgive you? Oh boy. Oh boy. You see, we can't. We can't say that. But often we cannot forgive with our emotion. We want to be able to feel warm and bubbly inside and just be able to say to that person, look, I forgive you. I love you very much and I forgive you. But we can't. And so God has given us another option, and it is to forgive with our will. Watch this. If you've not heard this, if you don't know this, watch this carefully because it's wonderful. All of a sudden, we're in a situation where we can't forgive someone with our emotion because our emotion won't allow us to at the moment. Why? Because the hurt is still raw. Then we can do it another way, and that is to forgive with our emotion. Last year, I did a live broadcast on Worship Radio 247 from Manchester at the Christian Resources Exhibition there, and I met two people, this couple, whose son had been murdered. Ray Donovan was the guy's name. And he had just heard that his son had been murdered by these thugs in the street. And within minutes, he was forgiving them. It took his wife a year. But within minutes, Ray was actually forgiving those people who had hurt him that much that they had taken his son. Beloved, we have an opportunity to forgive with our will. And it's incredibly easy to do. It's not difficult at all. It's that you make a decision that you're going to forgive. Okay, I'm deciding now that that person who hurt me, I'm going to forgive them. I'm making that decision right now. I'm not doing it with my emotion. I'm doing it with my decision-making tool, my will. And with my will, I will forgive. And then God works on the emotion. If I had the time, I'd tell you a wonderful story. A wonderful story that would illustrate that perfectly. And in fact, on Monday, if I remember, I will bring you that story. But let me just say this to you. Right now, right at this moment, I know that you need to forgive somebody for something. And I know that you need to do it with your will so that your Father will forgive you into the forgiveness that He has for you. Just say these words after me. And when I leave a blank, I want you to say the name of the person you need to forgive. Say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me. In Jesus' name. Lord God, right now, with my will, I will forgive in Jesus' name. I ask you to release me now from this bondage of unforgiveness. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.